Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
50-minute mark on the Fan. That is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. Donnie, football with you on a Football Friday. I am live from Bowser Chevy in Monroeville, the beautiful Studio B. Our guy Austin Bechtold is back behind the glass in Green Tree. Ray Fittipaldo joins us in a little bit. Stephen Thompson, who covers the Pitt Panthers for the PG, he will join us around 11:30. Our guy Nick Costos from BetMGM, he joins us just after 12 o'clock. A couple of calls to get to, and you can get in queue as well. 412-928-9370. Pretty open-ended on the Steelers from that first segment. Are you buying into what this team has done through the first four games of the season? Are you also buying in because of how the rest of the AFC North looks? Do you think this team can go bell to bell and win the AFC North when it's all said and done? 412-928-9370. Maybe you have thoughts on the quarter season awards, MVP, offensive player of the year, defensive player of the year, rookie, surprise, disappointment, anything on the table for you for the next few minutes here. 412-928-9370. We go to Shane in South Park. What's up, Shane?
What's going on, guys? Thanks for taking the call. Wanted to talk a little bit about Gainwell, and I think he's probably a candidate for Offensive Player of the Year through the first quarter. He's just been an absolute beast. He's rushing. His rushing average is about, 4.5 yards per carry right now. He's got pretty good receptions, and I think his receptions are, his longest one is about 10 yards, but I think he's done a lot for the Steelers from an acquisition that went, maybe in my opinion, maybe just a little underrated. And then wanted to get your thoughts on the rest of the schedule and teams that you think they're going to struggle with the most.
Yeah, Shane, I appreciate the call. I mean, I do think Gainwell deserves some consideration there. Now, I think a lot of the heavy lifting would be coming from just that one game, whereas it is nice that we saw DK Metcalf, his success a little bit more spread out. I know that his numbers weren't necessarily great, but he does have three touchdowns already. Now, taking a look at the rest of the Steelers' schedule, they do have a more daunting one than what the Ravens have, for instance. Now, they come out of the gate after this bye week, and I think that they are staring 5-1 in the face, but we can't always assume that. Cleveland, if they do anything well, it is stopping the run and playing defense well. They get after the quarterback, so that could create some challenges. They do have Myles Garrett, who, whether you love the guy or hate the guy, he is one of the best pass rushers in football, one of the best edge rushers in football. And then Cincinnati on that Thursday night, like it always is, I just think those games will be close. Then they run into a three-game stretch that did not look as scary when the schedule first came out because of the team in the middle. But this team might be the real deal. They play Green Bay, that ultimate Aaron Rodgers' revenge game on October 26th. Then that first Sunday in November, they play Indianapolis. The Colts are a lot better than I thought they would be. That's for sure. Daniel Jones has looked a lot better than I thought he would. Shane Steichen has, in multiple occurrences, outcoached Mike Tomlin in those games. Then they go to L.A. after that to play the Chargers. That is a really tough three-game stretch. Luckily, they get two of those at home. And then the game out in L.A., we know that the Steelers fans will probably outnumber what the Chargers fans put in those seats, but they still do have to travel out west for a big primetime game. That could be a real pivot point of this season. If they take two of three from that stretch, or if they took all three from that stretch, I think we should be feeling really good. But if they go something like 1-2 or 0-3, then we may have to have some concerns because it does get difficult. They go to Chicago where they haven't won in 30 years. They play the Bills. They do go to the Ravens on December 7th, and you assume Lamar Jackson's back healthy. They are at Detroit in late December. They are at Cleveland in late December. They never have an easy time there. And then they host Baltimore that Week 18 game. And who knows? That could end up being a game for the AFC North crown. And that would be awesome. I mean, the last time I think that took place, a Steelers matchup in the final week of the season for the division championship, you have to go back to 2014 when that happened. 412-928-9370. By the way, listen to this show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contest run every Wednesday through Friday at 12 noon at the 937thefan.com contesting page. AJ is in Natrona Heights. What's going on, AJ?
Good morning, guys. How are you this fine day?
Good. What do you got for us?
Well, I have a bright outlook. If they can continue, I think, to run that additional lineman on offense and maybe help Broderick with Darnell on the other side, I think if that game plan continues to be one they go forth with, they have a chance to be 5-1 and then get into the more turgid part of their schedule. I did have one question. Roman Wilson hasn't really gotten talked about a lot, and for good reason. He isn't playing, but he looked good in that Jacksonville game. He made a couple good catches. I'm wondering if you guys have an opinion on why perhaps he just continues to not surface in this offense.
Yeah, AJ, I appreciate the call, and that's something I will ask Ray Fittipaldo about when he joins us in a little bit, because I think that Roman Wilson is often a lightning rod topic, and he did have some good performances in those preseason games. He had that big catch against Tampa Bay. He had a couple of nice grabs, like you said there, AJ, against Jacksonville in that first preseason game. But there is just something about when he gets on the field, the words that we hear, the reports that we hear are like, this guy doesn't know what to do when he gets out there, which seems like the complete opposite of what we heard coming out of college. Like, oh, he's a smaller dude in stature, but he makes up for it with, you know, the heart and the intensity and also the wherewithal, like the high level football IQ. It doesn't appear that he has that, because the dude can't even get on the field. Calvin Austin went down in Dublin, and instead of going to Roman Wilson and giving that guy an opportunity, they went with Scotty Miller and Ben Skoranek more. That's not a good look.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wilson, I think, had the least amount of snaps of anybody that played on offense. He had three. There might have been somebody with fewer, but Wilson, I know, had three snaps in that game, and that is not good. Now, part of that, and that goes back to the first part of AJ's call, they did play a lot of jumbo personnel. They got the big bodies out there. Darnell Washington played almost 50 snaps in the game. Spencer Anderson, as the extra offensive lineman, he played almost 20 snaps in the game. I wouldn't mind if they go back to that, say, for a game like the one in Cincinnati. Now, you go a game-by-game basis just based on what the opposing defenses do well and don't do well, but they certainly made it a point to run the football right at Minnesota. They didn't have Jaylen Warren, and they said, you know what, who cares? We're going to keep this same game plan. We are going to go into this game, and we are going to enforce our will on the opponent, and they ran the football really well. 412-928-9370. Let's get Paul in West Virginia in here. What's up, Paul?
Hey, guys. Good morning and happy Friday. How are we?
Good, good. What do you got for us, Paul?
Well, I got a couple topics. Number one, I am a believer of this team. I believe that they can win the North. I believe that they can easily make the playoffs this year if and only if two things come out of it. Number one, the defensive line has to be a consistent in every single game and use the young guys, as in Mr. Derek Harmon and Mr. Yaya Black, along with Mr. Cam Hayward. And then secondly, I like to see the run game pick up more. We got a stud for a rookie, and yes, he did have a very cautious fumble that cost us the game at home. However, this line proves to themselves out in Dublin that they can do it, and I believe that with Gainwell and Johnson, this team can lead us to the playoffs. So, yes, I do see them winning, and I am a believer.
Paul, thanks for the call. I mean, I love the optimism coming on a Friday. I do think they are a playoff team. I thought that going into the season that they would be one win better than they were in 2024. And if you win 11 games, that almost guarantees you a playoff spot in the seven-team field. I think in the history of the seven-team playoff format since they went to that, what, back in 2020 or 2021, around 5 years ago when they made the change from six to seven teams, I think there's only one team over the course of that time in both the AFC and NFC that missed the playoffs after winning 10 games, and that was the Seattle Seahawks of last season. So you win 10-plus, you put yourself in a really good position to make it, and I do think these Steelers, they have taken advantage of what I would say is the easier portion of their schedule, as they should. We saw them do that last season. We said, hey, they got to jump out and get ahead of things. You know, you have to have a nice start here before you run into the gauntlet down the second half of the season. Now, I'll say this. It isn't a fun second half of the season. There are some really difficult games. I do not think it is as bad and as daunting as what it was in 2024. That was brutal. They also don't have to do the three games in 11 days, which did not help matters either.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of seven discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.